The Alameda closed in the late 1980s. There have been numerous attempts to revive it, but the latest might be the one that sticks. The city of San Antonio, in partnership with Bexar County, La Familia Cortez, a family business that owns five restaurants in town, and Texas Public Radio, plan to restore and revive the Alameda as a multimedia live performing arts and film center serving the Latino community. Texas Public Radio's future headquarters will be housed adjacent to the theater in the non-historic backstage structure. But before we get into the plans for renovation, it's important to remember the cultural relevance the Alameda has in the community. A recent open house hosted by the Alameda Theater Conservancy featured a tour of its theater and its grounds. When you get to the front doors of the Alameda, you're greeted by giant illustrated panels of a charro and a woman in traditional Mexican dress with flowers in her hair. On either side are elaborate curved stairways that lead theatergoers to the balcony. The stairways, bordered by elaborately sketched plexiglass railings, are blocked off for safety. The theater is nearly in the shape it was when it ceased to operate 2 decades ago. Chicano scholar and art historian Tomás Ibarra Frausto led the tour and says the history of the Alameda is reflective of the history of San Antonio. Ibarra Frausto says when the Alameda was in its prime, this was where the Mexican-American community learned about itself.
And the movies told about the revolution, the revolutionary heroes, Zapata, Pancho Villa, and it also showed the indigenous communities in Mexico. Remember, a lot of this was not taught to us in high school or in elementary school. And so we saw and learned the history through the movies.
When you pass through the lobby and under the Art Deco chandeliers and walk through the double doors on either side, you see a wide expanse of emptiness. This is where thousands of bodies would have sat in the dark, passing popcorn down the aisle with eyes glued to the stage or the screen. There are no seats there now. And if you walk closer to the stage area, there are just a few chairs and a projector showing some short films on a screen. But when you turn around to look back at the house, the first thing that grabs your attention is a huge balcony, which is shrouded in darkness. And when you look to your left and your right, you see large blue-tinted murals. Ibarra Frausto explains their meaning.
On the left-hand side is the story of Texas. You can see, you know, the Spaniards coming with their oxen, and then the buildings, you see the cathedral, you see the Alamo, and it's sort of like history of Texas. And then on this side was the history of Mexico, and you see the Spaniards, Columbus coming, and then you see the conquistadores.
And what makes the murals even more special, they're drawn with phosphorescent black light paint. They're meant to glow in the dark. Ibarra Frausto says the murals and the building itself is a symbolic union of the two cultures that make up Texas and San Antonio. Rachel Delgado, a member of the Westside Preservation Alliance, has fond childhood memories of seeing shows at the Alameda.
Enjoying the Mexican movies, the variedades, the running around the theater, and the ladies' lounge was glamorous. Mirrors all along the wall. The little table was a bean shape, you know, curved around. I was a little girl, and I felt so glamorous in there.
And 97-year-old Jesus Rios Vidales, a short, spry, spirited man, remembers entertaining theatergoers outside the Alameda with his Mexican trio, El Trio Los Románticos, and having the gumption to ask the manager for permission to play inside.
I told him, my name is Jesse Vidales. I used to be a singer back in my days, and I still sing every now and then. I got my trio, and I wanted to see if you could give me permission to come in and sing one or three songs. Oh, yes, yes, come on in, come on in. And I loved it.
Plans to revive the Alameda Theater include converting the 3,000-seat venue into a more intimate 1,000-seat space, It'll include modern sound and lighting upgrades and the restoration of historically significant structures like the stairways, the glamorous mirrored women's powder rooms, and the expansive balcony. 97-year-old Jesse Vidales has hopes the spirit of the building will not be tarnished with shiny new upgrades.
I hope that they will be doing the right thing, not to distort, you know, the recognition of the building, because they're going to be destroying, you know, the sentimental feelings, the theater in its early days. And I know we will continue to see La Alameda.
Construction is set to begin in July 2019, with completion in fall 2020. Norma Martinez, Texas Public Radio News.
Pasaste a mi lado con gran indiferencia. Tus ojos ni siquiera voltearon hacia mí. Te vi sin que me vieras, te hablé sin que me oyeras, y toda mi amargura se ahogó.